Ravanamanoharam, Shigaranganitananda, Shivaita Chan, Gadharasyasi Gorvaksvin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This Karti class, 2023, discussing Prabhupada Saraswati's Radharasudhanidhi and the subject of Sri Radharani and her mantras. And it's a new verse, verse 51, 140. Yata yata shatina sangamita yor ayonya makshola saj chandra lokana samprabhuta bahula bahulan angamburi shobayo anta kunja kutira talbagata yor divyad bhuta kridayo radha madhava yokadad Srinuyam Manjira Kanchidvanim. Translation. So this is Radharani has gone to the Kunja, waiting for Madhav Sri Krishna to come. And she's very eager and eagerly waiting and hoping he'll come. And the Manjri, the Sadaka Manjri and Sadaka Vesh were also in Siddha Sarupa. She's praying, when can I hear? When can I hear the jingling of Radha Madhava's ankle bells and waist bells during their amazing divine pastimes in a flower bed in a kunj, where they meet each other after a lot of coming and going, searching and waiting, and where the oceans of their erotic joy swells up when they see each other's moon-like faces. A very nice analogy comparing the faces of Radharani and Madhav, Krishna, to like moons, Chandra, Purnima, full moons. As you may know, when the full moon is there, the tides and the waves in the ocean rise higher. Boatmen in Puri, during the month, they pull their boats up on the shore after fishing all day. They pull up certain, like 50 meters from the ocean. But they know that during full moon, the ocean comes further up on the beach. Some magical arrangement. So they pull their boats 100 meters from the ocean. If they pull them 50 meters, they won't have a boat the next morning. The ocean comes up. This is a feature. Anyone lives by an ocean, they'll know this fact. So the analogy, the metaphor here, is the moon of their faces, the ocean of their shingarati. Erotic joy. So when the lover meets beloved and sees a shining, attractive, beautiful face of the lover, then the person's heart shines like a full moon. The full moon shine of the heart is visible on the faces of the lover. So the lover is feeling a full moon of the erotic love rising in their heart. When they look at the face of their beloved, they see, oh, the moon is rising in your heart also. They see in the beloved's face, their face is lit up with the light of love and the moonshine of expanded hearts. So this is a sight that's seen by the mantras during meditation or in Sakshat Darshan at the platform of city. So, seeing and hearing. So this, like you might say, what is the save of the mantras in the Leela depicted in this verse? the same as with the eyes and with the ears and the heart. To see the beautiful faces of Lord Krishna when they meet and enjoy the kunch. To hear the jingling of the ankle bells and waist bells as they engage in their love battles. So word for word meaning of verse 140. Yata ayata. Yata ayata means coming and going. Satina, Sangami, Ayonya, Vakshra, Ulasa. So coming and going, that is a little confusing. Coming and going means generally that the lover, the beloved, is waiting in the Kunja, Radharani is waiting in the Kunja of Krishna, and he's supposed to come to meet Radharani, or vice versa, Krishna's waiting for Radharani. So why Krishna's waiting for Radharani, or while Radharani's waiting for Krishna, they go in and out of the Kunja. Like if somebody's coming to visit me and pick me up with their motorcycle at the front gate, every 5 minutes I go out the front gate, open the gate. Then where are they? Then I go back inside, I hear a motorcycle. Well, I want to see him. I go out the gate, it's somebody else. So this enthusiasm and utkantita, eagerness and yearning, excited yearning. Oh, when's she coming? When's he coming? Is that him? Is that her? Very exciting moment. So Manjari is right there. She's right there sitting with Radharani inside the kunj, or walking in and out of the kunj, in and out of the kunj, waiting for Krishna. And has the same enthusiasm in her heart, same with Kanti Tabak that Radharani has, Manjari has. So Manjari goes out, even Radharani doesn't go out sometimes, Manjari goes out. Radharani says, okay, he's coming. Manjari runs out. I have to check, baby. One minute went by and Krishna didn't come. So Manjari runs out that 1 minute, comes back. Radharani looks at it, Manjari. Say, what's the news? No news. Through the eyes they communicate. So this is coming and going. Hundreds, sata means hundreds. Hundreds of times. Sangami Ayonya and Ulasa Chandra. And when they finally sangam, when they finally meet, Vakshra faces Ulasa, it bursts with joy. It's like you see someone you love, your face is a certain way, but when you finally glass it, when you love your face, goes, your face just blossoms like, whoa, your hair. Your face blossoms and your heart jumps. It was an Ulasa Chandra Alokan. Alokan means the eyes, Alokan. And the Chandra, the face, the moonlight, Vakshra Chandra. The moon face is filled with joy upon seeing the lover beloved. Samprabhuta creates Bahula. Bahula, Bahu means much, many. Ananga means amorous, erotic love. Amudi means ocean. And Shobhaya means agitated. Anta means inside. So inside the ocean of their hearts, the Ambadi of the erotic love becomes very much agitated. Their excitement, their mood for love greatly accelerates. Kunja Kutira Talva Gatiyo. They both go to the amazing Divya Adbhuta, amazing divine flower bed inside the Kunja Kutira. Kunja Kutira. And they engage in Krita, Rati Krita. Rati Krita means Leela. Mikaeli, Krita, Leela, they all mean play, enjoying play. Krita, Rama, Rama, Kada, when? Sri Nuyam, when will I hear? Manjira Kanchi Dwani. Dwani means sound. jingling of the wave spells and ankle bells. Kanchi is wave spells, and Manjir is ankle bells. So it's a scene for the eyes, and a feast for the ears, and a festival for the heart of Radharani and Krishna and the attending maidservant and Manjari. So let's see, there's some lila described here by Sri Anathas Babaji Maharaj. This is Madhyan Lila. What time is Madhyan Lila?
10:48 to 3:36.
10:48 a.m. in the morning until 3:36 in the afternoon. It's called Madhyana Lila. So at noontime, Radharani goes out in the sweltering, scorching hot sun of the daytime, and she leaves about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 11 o'clock, to meet her Priyatam, forgetting herself completely. He quotes a Bengali bhajan. We don't know who wrote it, he doesn't say who wrote it, but the Bengali bhajan captures the lila in a beautiful Bengali poem. When Radhika, whose body is as soft as butter, goes out to meet Krishna at noontime, the sunshine beats on Radhika's head and the burning sand below her feet scorches her tender, soft lotus feet. So it's hot, hot sand. Anyone's ever been on Gauranga Parikrama has a misfortune of going on Gauranga Parikrama in May or June in the afternoon will know what it means to burn your feet off. There you start running. It's the fastest parikrama you ever do. You either do 5-6 hours parikrama, on that summer day you do 3 hours. And your feet aren't touching the ground. And your feet touch the ground, you're going to get burned. So the only way not to get your feet burned is to fly. So flying time around Gauranga is 3 hours. I know it. I've flown many times in my youth. Youth means 35, 45, 55. After that, my airplane ran out of gas. Hari, Hari! The course of love cannot be stopped. This Rasika Gopi Radharani is overwhelmed by the ras of Krishna's touch and has given up all sense of discrimination. Sub-vichar. Chordi. No vichar. No dharma vichar, vidhi vichar. Get out of my way. Kinkari follows Radharani like her shadow. And Radharani passionately runs to the kunja. What a sight to see. Radharani passionately running down the footpaths of Braj to the kunja, Kali kunja. Unforgettable darshan. However, when Radharani rides in the kunj, what does she find? She discovers that Shyam Sundar has not yet come. Radharani becomes very upset and impatient. She doesn't follow Udeshamrita. Utsaha Nishya Daryat. Guru Goswami instructs us to get success in Bhakti Bhajan, you have to be enthusiastic,
determined,
confident, staying. He says, Nishta means confident. Means confident, it means steady. And Daya means patient. So that's inviting Mark. That's the rules for writing mark. The wrong mark has become agitated, impatient,
restless.
Restless. That's right. You know that you sell those other qualities, and for some reason, you can't get into the wrong mark. Limiting factor. The maidservant tries to console the agitated, upset, impatient roadrunner. And she goes out, the maidservant goes out to search for Shyam Sundar. However, she cannot find Krishna anywhere. The maidservant finally walks all the way to Nandishore from the Vrajanikunj, and she sees Krishna amongst all the Vrijvasis. Here, the Munchie has no opportunity to speak to Krishna or get near him, to tell him how eagerly Swami is waiting for him. So cleverly, the Munchie attracts the attention of Shyama Sundar and gives him a hint with her eyes without anyone else noticing it. The Munchie looks at Shyama and says, get over here. Come to the Kunj as fast as possible. Roadrunner is in distress. So the Munchie through her eyes is sending SOS. SOS is a nautical term. When a ship is in danger, it says SOS by Morse code. Got before old days of communication. It's a type of early communication. SOS. But SOS means save our Swamini. That's the Manjari's SMS or, you know, message. But in nautical terms, among captains and ships, we save our ship. It's sinking. Titanic is going down. Goodbye. Party's over. Take your last martini and dive in the water. If you drink more martinis, you won't feel the ice cold water. There's North Sea in wintertime and huge icebergs floating everywhere. And the water is about 20 degrees. That was welcoming all the party goers on the Titanic. You guys need a cold bath. You brahmacharis are getting a little too agitated. You should take a cold shower. So there they went, 3,000 people. Very sad, unfortunate moment, but it's no real unfortunate. There's no misfortune in this world. Everything is destined. You are the architect of your own destiny. Krishna just, you make the plan of your destiny with your own architecture, and Krishna is just a builder. Paramatma is the contractor. He makes your destiny manifest. So Rarani returns to the Kunja to tell Rarani the latest news. Shyama Sundar is very late. Srimati tells her maidservant, go bring him here, otherwise I can't stay alive anymore. That's the old line, I cannot live without you. Every guy, when he's proposing marriage to every girl, he said, oh, baby, I love you so much. You're so beautiful. I never loved anyone else more than anyone in the whole life. I can't live without you. Will you please marry me? Oh, yeah. Illusion on top of illusion. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. I can't live without him. Quickly go bring him here. Once more the maidservant goes out to find Krishna, and again she cannot find an opportunity to speak to him personally. Again the mantra gives a hint with the eyes.
S.O.S.
She gave a hint with the eyes. But this time, before the mantra went out to look at Krishna, she put extra kajal on her eyes. Put lots of kajal to increase the attraction of her eyes, so Krishna will pay more attention to her. If he's not thinking about her eyes, maybe he'll get attracted to those foxy eyes of the mantra. Now he goes here and there, you know, and any time an opportunity knocks, he's right there opening the door. So she gets a hint from a great distance with her eyes. What kind of eyes are those? You don't want to see them. But she returns to Swami empty-handed. All this coming and going, yata ayata, satena, hundreds of comings and goings. So it not only means coming and going from the kunj waiting for Krishna, means going from the kunj to another ground to find out what's Krishna going and coming back. We're going from the kunj to Yavat ground to find out what's the news about Radharani, why Radharani is detained, why she's late, why she hasn't come for Abhisar Milan. So again returns empty-handed. And Radharani, of course, doesn't feel too happy. So that's the end of the lila there. It continues here. Again, the Manjari, Radharani sends the Manjari back to Krishna. Radharani is determined in her devotional service. Utsaha. Now she's showing enthusiasm, determination, drita. Well, I don't know what's the word for determination.
Nishchaya.
It means determination. So Radharani is showing now some qualities for negative instruction. Determination. I must meet Shamasundar. Do or die. So why don't you go back again? She goes back. Finally, the maidservant manages to make it clear to Shamasundar that he should immediately come to Swami's kunj. And thus she arranges a meeting of Yugo, Lila Yugo, Rasham. How sweet is that meeting after such a prolonged anxious separation. Separation makes the heart grow crazy. They say, that's also there. But separation, they say, the phrase in English, separation makes the heart grow fonder. Heart bits more melted, more attracted to the lover by separation. That's the whole purpose of it. So Radharani is really feeling separation and really feeling increase in her eagerness. So how sweet is the meeting of the lover and beloved after such anxious separation. The ocean of Radha Krishna's erotic desires, Ananga Ambudi, Ananga Ambudi. Ocean of erotic desires. Expands and swells upon seeing each other's moon-like faces. Generally, the word ananga is in the Kama Gayatri Ananga. Generally, it means cupidity, amorous pleasure, which is basically focus on one's own ecstasy, one's own personal pleasure. But here, the word ananga is used in context by Saraswati Pad, describing the ocean that Radha and Krishna's hearts are submerging in. Ocean of ananga means something different. It should be understood to mean, ananga omodi means to merge or submerge in an ocean of pure desire to make each other happy. This desire is boundless because it's boundless. It can be compared to many, many oceans. Bahu ananga amodi. Bahu means many, ananga means amorous, Shringar erotic love, and amodi means ocean. Many boundless oceans of love. This is the type of ananga describing Radha and Krishna's love. Totally selfless. Everything for Radharani, Krishna acts and feels and thinks, and Radharani thinks everything for Krishna. So now, when finally the maid servant understands that Radha Krishna's love play is about to start, so she discreetly leaves the kunja while the divine couple engage in wonderful transcendental pleasure on their love bed, Kali Talpa. Talpa means bed. It says Kunja Kutir Talpa, a bed in the Kunja Kutir. Love bed. And Maji's outside on the veranda of the Kunj, pulling on a vine fan, vines connected to a flower fan in the Kunj. She pulls her over, the fan goes back and forth. So she's watching intently the beautiful pastimes of Radha Krishna, doing seva simultaneously. While she's serving and watching the divine couple enjoy each other's intimate association, she hears the sweet jingling of their ankle bells and waist bells. Krishna also wears waist bells, and Krishna also wears ankle bells. Radharani wears ankle bells and waist bells for dancing and romancing. Waist bells and ankle bells have two functions, dancing and romancing. They make a different sound at different times. Different bhavas transform into different sounds. That's what music is all about. Music is all about conveying through musical notes, sarigamapa, the bhavas in your heart. So you write a love song, so you sing the proper ragas and melodies to convey the bhava of your heart, which is about love. So the ankle bells of Radha Krishna and the waist bells of Radha Krishna communicate a different love song when they're rasa dancing, when they're kunja romancing. So romancing and dancing, same bells, same ankle bells, same waist bells, different song, different tune, different bhavas. And that perception is available to an advanced sadhaka. What's the difference in that sound? Because when these verses are describing these different experiences of the indriya, karma indriya, jnana indriya, working and knowledge acquiring senses, these descriptions by the rasic jhans, by the advanced Shuddha Vaishnavas, is directly describing their anubhavas. Anubhava means their personal experience in meditation during dhyan, during smriti, during vismriti, or maybe sakshat darshan. They're seeing it, they're hearing it, they're feeling it. So what are you at that level? at that level of advanced bhakti, pure bhakti, what do you hear with your ears? What do you see with your eyes? You see Leela, you hear Leela. Who's Leela? Yashodevata. So in this case, Yashodevata, Ragadugya Bhakta, Ragadugya Bhakta, Manjari Bhava Pasta, Yashodevata is Raghavinda Yuga. Raghavinda Yuga Upasakas, we worship Radha Krishna together, especially in the Kunja. And all kinds of Sambhog Milan, we're especially attentive to the worship. Or Ishtadevatas. These verses can take a sadhaka on a boat through so many levels of smaran and so many oceans of experience. These verses have the power of transportation. They can transport one from mundane consciousness, from material world to the spiritual world, to the dynamic, ever-flowing, ever-expanding, ever-blissful, changing spiritual world of Brajagokul. These books are so dynamic, we just appreciate the tip of the iceberg. Reading is one level of appreciation. Hearing is another level. Meditating is another level. Entering there and sitting there doing seva is another level. And seeing it is the highest level. And feeling it, and hearing the echo bells, hearing the waste bells. This is the whole culmination of smarana and bhakti bhajan. Lila pravesha is called. Lila pravesha. Enter the lila with your indriya, your mind, your buddhi, your heart, riddhi, everything, your atman. Atma pravesh. So it comes slowly by step practice. So this sweet meeting of Radha Govinda Yuga, the mantra hears jingling the ankle bells, waist bells, while they make love. And the sound, by the sound of these bells, the mantra knows exactly when the love play is over and when it's time for to enter the kunja. Again, to do her service personally to Yuga. In this verse, the author prays that he may attain such lucky sevas. That's the description of the Leela depicted in this verse, describing love pastimes of Radha Krishna and the sound of ankle bells and waist bells. But now there's some points, philosophical points of Tava and spiritual reality. One point is highlighted in this verse about going and coming and Rarani's anxiousness to meet Krishna while she waits in the kunja. It's a particular type of bhava called Nayaka bhava. Nayaka means heroine. Hero and heroine, male actor, female actor, modern terms. Both are called actors. So this Nayaka Bhav is a Bhav, is waiting Bhav. It's called, technical term is Nusulamani, chapter 8, Guru Goswami describes Sakhi Beta, the differences among Sakhis. It describes eight types of Nayaka Bhav. One type of heroine, lover, is waiting for a beloved. So, Vasa Sajika. Vasa means living, Braja Vasa, living, waiting, living, residing in the kunj, Sajika, with great anticipation. So it's a mood of anxiety, anxiousness, and excitement, and anticipation. When Krishna comes here, I'm going to say this, he's going to say that. I'm going to touch him this way, he's going to touch me that way. I'm going to embrace him this way, he's going to embrace me that way. I'm going to resist, try to go home. He's going to grab the end of my sari, pull it, I'm gonna say no, and pull my story out of his hand. He's gonna pull again and throw me on the floor of it. So Rabbi's already seen the whole thing. They say anticipation is 95% of the fun. If you're going on a yatra and think, oh, we're going to do this, do that, see this, see that, do that, that's 95% of the pleasure. Then you go on a yatra, that's the 5%. That wasn't so much fun. That prasadam wasn't so good. Those lectures weren't so good. Those leelas weren't so good. That kirtan was lousy. Nobody was dancing. It was a cloudy day. So what it is, what you think it's going to be, what it is, that's called marriage. You think it's going to be this way, and you get married, so it's that way? Not this way, it's that way? The husband gets married and says, listen, from tomorrow on, let me tell you the rules around you. The rule is, it's my way or the highway. You don't like my rule, my order, hit the highway, hitchhike your way home. My way or the highway. So when the second day the wife says, I also have rules. So I said, what are your rules? My rules, my way or the highway. You don't like my rules, you get on the highway, you hitchhike your way back to your mother's house. So it starts off with a bang, and ends up with a whimper. Whimper means crying. Soft crying. Whip, 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 whip. That's life. What can you do? So Ravani is displaying Vasa Sajik Bhav in his verse, anxious lover waiting for beloved. That's one point. Another point, this is a very important point. The Nadashi mentions of Tava, because people can ask a question, what makes illicit love so tasty? You're married, husband, you're married, but why is the taste of being with your boyfriend or girlfriend 100 times better than being with your wife? What makes it so tasty? What makes it so attractive? Why do people get involved that way? Because they read the Gita. Vishayavinivartente. From Drisvanivartente. Drisva, they see a higher taste and they give up the lower taste. Nivartan. So they get a higher taste of illicit love. Good stuff. So what are three elements that make it extra tasty? What are those three elements? Give me a guess.
Unpredictability.
Obstacles. What are the obstacles?
Superior.
Husband. But he's going 2 weeks to China on vacation.
Wow.
Bye. Have a good trip. I'll babysit for you. When you call your wife your baby, so I'll babysit for you. And your husband says, hey, baby. So somebody says, what are you doing? So I'm babysitting for 2 weeks. What are you doing? I take care of this white guy's wife. How old is she? 2 months or three? How old is she? 25. Why ain't she babysitting? Can I call her baby? Hey, baby. Let's party. So let's see what another Swami says. What are the three qualities of paramore love, parakya bhava? Because the gopis' love in Vrindavan has nothing to do with rules, nothing to do with morality, nothing to do with Veda, nothing to do with Dharma Shastra. Nothing to do with anything religious. It's love for love's sake, praying for praying's sake. It's selfless, it's endless, endless bliss, endless love, and endlessly satisfying to both parties. That's Parakiyabha of the Madhurya loving relationship. Because Krishna also has queens in Dwarka and queens in Mathura also. But the love there is Swakiya. Swakiya means belonging to me. Kiya means mine. Swakiya, my own. Sva, my own. Parakiya means belonging to para, someone else. Parakiya. So she's Rarani's my girlfriend, my Saki, but your wife. Mr. Abhimanyu Ji. Dhanavad Abhimanyu, nice to see you. It's nicer to see your wife, though. He doesn't say that. Under his breath, he says that. Nice to see you. Big smile on his face. Abhimanyu thinks he's really happy to meet me. He's happy because you remind him of his wife. You're Abhimanyu is Nuri Pond, remember Radharani. So he has a positive value. Negative has a positive, he's a negative number, but negative number has a positive value. He's an obstacle, he's a danger man. But for Krishna, he's a Utkanti to Vibhav. And excitement to remember Radharani. Oh, there's Abhimanyu. Radharani's husband. I guess. Somebody said that. Lots of news going around Vrindavan. Radharani married Abhimanyu. You probably heard that? Really? I don't believe it. So, many obstacles were there. So he, per his standard of writing and preaching or lecturing, he always quotes Shastra Praman to back up everything he says. So he says, to increase the eagerness of Radha Krishna to meet and enjoy and serve each other in love, Yogamaya arranges for our love to be Bahu Varyaman, full of obstacles. So one characteristic of Parakiyabha that makes illicit love, Paramara love, super tasty, super satisfying, super sensational. Sesame sweet. Is Bahu Varyaman. May obstacles, full obstacles. Bow, may, full. Prachana.
Secret.
What is Nisringadeva called in the seventh canto? Excuse me. And then. In the 11th canto, the Prachana Avatar, Kali Yuga. The Prachana Avatar means the hidden avatar in Kali Yuga, not directly spelled out in the Vedas. Who is it? Gauranga! Called Prachana Avatar. Sometimes you just say Chana Avatar, but it means Prachana. He's covered, hidden. But it's another quality of tasty, illicit, paramore love. It has to be secret, confidential, hidden. No one can know, no one can find out. That's the second quality. Bhavavarya, this is a verse in Usually the Money. Bhavavarya te yata kalu yacha prachana ka muktavatvam. Yana yacha mito durlabhata.
Difficult to attain, very difficult to attain.
Durlabhata, durlo. Lo means to gain, to acquire, to get. Dura means difficult, hard, far. Durlo, durlabhata. The tendency to be difficult to get. Manmatasya Paramarati. To attain that mamata, to attain that cupidity, that amorous enjoyment, which is the tamas form of rati, tamas form of stirati, madarati, and mahabhav, is very difficult to attain, this fulfill this hankering to taste parakya bhav. Amazing verse, Rujidamai. What are the three things? Bhavarjam, four and Prachana Kamala. Kamala means Lakshmi, means love. Hidden is hidden love. Sudurlava. Sudurlava means this is a tika, not the Sudurlava means Durlabhata. Dulova means attain. Asura means difficult, Sudura means very difficult. It's very difficult to be. Consequently, these three factors contribute to make paramour love, illicit love, parakiva, the highest loving ecstasy, according to Rasa Shastra. Wow. Nice. Have you had any experience with it? It's not my business. Because you're a rock star, so. Rock stars have faded followers and not all brahmachari followers. Some brahmacharis also. Something. Jiva Goswami comments on this verse from Rudramani in Priti Sandarbha 279. He asks the question, why are there obstacles to Krishna's love? Some will find out tomorrow. What is the answer to the question? Why are obstacles to Krishna's love? He's Bhagavan, he's Parameshwara, he's Paramahava, he's everything. Why is he not a way to get face of obstacles? Why are obstacles for Krishna to fulfill his loving desires? Stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll find out. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.